Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This is where we meet. At the center, the beating heart. That fiery passion inside you, let it take over.
Rasmus Dahlin with the overtime winner! The Buffalo Bills are NHL Cup champions.
And let it take you everywhere. This is the city of light, the city of good neighbors. The door is open, so come on in. Around every corner is something fresh, phenomenal. New flavors that you gotta try. Take your time, make a day of it. Then meet us right back here. Hey, we'll bang the drum for you. And of course,
let's go, Buffalo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
Sorry, we didn't catch that. Let's hear it one more time.
Let's go, Buffalo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
We got a lot of heart here. So wear it on your sleeve.
We love you. Buffalo loves you.
And let them know that this is where you work and play and feel alive. Where you raise a glass and raise your voice, and thousands will join in. These big time moments, the laughter and tears, that feeling of wonder, that sense of belonging. We've come together so you can make these memories here and everywhere. So make sure you meet us at the beating heart of Buffalo.
Well, Dan, my heart is beating. I'll tell you this. That was a fun morning here at KeyBank Center. Welcome to Sabres Live. I'm Marty Perron with Dan Dunleavy today. Filling for Duffer and more than filling in because you were the MC.
I was going to say, I don't know about filling in. This is the best show of the season right here.
The best.
This is going to be the highest rated Sabres Live of today.
Of today. Of this today. 24-hour period.
That's
but
right.
I'll say this. Before we all start, we are at KeyBank Center because the Sabres and KeyBank have announced this partnership for 10 more years that will take it to 2036 with the naming rights. So you will be coming to KeyBank Center for many, many more years to come. It has been since 2016. So this will end up being a 20-year partnership,
yes.
Right, in
yep.
the naming rights of the arena downtown. And when you saw the video, they talked about the heartbeat. I really felt this passion here today for not just the Sabres, the Bandits, the musical acts, the comedians, the shows, everything that has been here at KeyBank Center for the last 10 years and for the next 10 years. Now, the building opened in 1996, but that is, to me, what the last few years have been and trying to build it up, Dan, that has been awesome. Do you remember your last show that you've seen here, other than hockey or Bandits game or whatever?
Like, this might be it.
This might be it? That was your last show?
This might be my last
show. No, but the last show you saw here, like musical act, do you remember who you came to
not,
see here?
No, I don't remember the last one because when we get on a bit of a roll, we do get to a few.
Yeah.
But I will tell you the most impressive, I don't know if impressive is the word, but the one that kind of caught me by surprise how entertained I was, and because I just wasn't as dialed into a very world-famous artist.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking world-famous artist, even though Paul McCartney's coming back.
He's coming
back,
November, right?
In November. But I had never been to, and I had never really tapped into who or what, I say that with, you know, the quotations
around.
Marks. Yeah. What is a Lady Gaga?
Oh,
so
boy.
I certainly
yes.
have heard, I had heard the name. And I wasn't aware I knew so many songs because I'm a classic rock guy. And I'm kind of stuck in the area I grew up in. Era. I'm not stuck in the area.
You're stuck
That'd
in
be a
that
long
area
drive.
Too, but yes.
But I'm stuck in that era. So for me, when I was given an opportunity to see Lady Gaga here at KeyBank Center, I didn't really know what I was in for. And then I remember coming through the doors. And when you talk about the KeyBank Center or any arena being more than just a hockey game, more than just a concert, more than just a speaker or a comedian, yeah. whatever is in the building. But it becomes a place where you learn something about your community. Mm-hmm. So, and I say that because I had never been to a Lady Gaga show, as just previously stated, on this best-rated Sabres Live
show
for today.
Yes.
And I didn't know anything about her fan base.
Yeah.
So for me to walk in and see how the fan base, people in our community, was that were dressed up and openly being themselves and their characters, and just, I was blown away by that. Yep. Before she even took the stage. And then she started singing, and I thought, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a show.
This is unbelievable. So that is the show, I think, if you ask me, and I'm changing the question on you, the memorable one for me, and no, always will be, a Lady Gaga show, because first of all, she's an incredible entertainer. She can sing the lights out. Her fans are amazing and courageous, and I noticed it on that night. So,
well, I'll tell you this. The very first concert I saw in this building was Garth Brooks. So we're going back 20 years, right? Like, I mean, yeah, we're going back maybe even 25 years.
Not like, Chris, like, whatever his alter ego was, but Garth. You
no,
saw Garth.
Garth. Yeah, okay. I saw Garth Brooks. And he did like a bunch of shows in a row. It was amazing. I remember seeing Janet Jackson in this building. Somehow I was gifted tickets to come to see this. And right. I was like, you know, Janet Jackson, yeah, that was some good times in the, you know, 90s or whatnot.
Before or after the malfunction?
It was before the wardrobe malfunction.
Okay.
But what a show she put up. A few years back, I saw Elton John in this building.
Yep.
What an amazing
performer.
Amazing performance.
Elton
that
John
was.
Is the only person I've seen. We're going to get on a music tangent here,
yeah,
until Pete joins us at 12:30. He's the only artist I've seen that stopped a concert in mid-song because he was not happy with how the band was playing behind him or with him. And it was not here. It was somewhere else. But he stopped in mid-song. He just went, stop, stop, stop. And I thought, oh, this must be scripted. But no, he turned around to the band and he said, I'm sorry, folks. And he turned to the band and he said, that was not good enough. We're going to start again. That was amazing.
No way.
Yeah, he started again. That's how much of a perfectionist he is.
When you're Sir Elton John, you can do whatever you want. But yeah, that was great. Fall Out Boys were awesome too. Saw them here. So it's more than just hockey. And obviously we're a hockey show. And I want to get some of your hockey, you know, thoughts about how the summer has been and whatnot. But this is a very big celebration this morning. I was in the locker room with Rob Ray, which, by the way,
he stole the show. You two,
Rob Ray stole the show. So I was a passenger in the Rob Ray mobile. Let's just put it that way. But at one point, we're doing a celebration, and not only is a celebration of the naming rights for the arena to continue for 10 more years, but where we have the helmets on the desk right now is KeyBank will be the visiting helmet sponsor for the year. So when the Sabres play on the road, they got their white helmets. You will see the KeyBank logos on the side. So as part of being that, so you called
I brought
up,
you up on stage.
You brought me and Rob Ray up on stage.
Along
and
with Chris Gorman, the CEO and chairman of the board for KeyBank, and Terry.
And Pegula. Mr. Pegula. So our job was to have the helmets, Rob Ray and I, and to present those helmets to Mr. Pegula and Chris Gorman, you know, with KeyBank. And so Rob decided to lean in while he gave the helmets, and he says, you guys got to put them on. And I'm right next to Terry Pegula, and I'm like, Mr. Pegula, you don't have to put it on. And he's like, no, no, no. And I'm
taking
doing
the snap
buckle, and Mr. Pegula puts the helmet on, and then Chris is sitting next to
Chris
him.
Chris wasn't like, going to. He thought, I have to now.
I have to
now. Yeah.
And they both put the helmets on, and it was fantastic. Now, I made a snarky
Terry
comment.
Kept it on. He walked back to his seat.
To his seat.
And he kept the helmet on until some people suggested you might want to take that helmet off. But I thought, look, he was enjoying every second of it.
100%.
And why shouldn't he, with a business partner that means so much, as you mentioned, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, how many rinks do we go to in a season?
It changes every four or 5 years.
It changes all the time. And every night, I just cut your story off.
No, that's fine.
You do yours.
It's good. I'm just saying, like, I leaned in when they were trying to undo the buckles and put the helmet. I'm like, you guys are lucky because those helmets don't fit Rob Ray's head.
No, he wouldn't try that. No.
But Razor stole the show by making Mr. Pegula and Chris Gorman of Key Corp and the CEO to be able to put the helmets on stage in front of everybody.
Well,
what a moment.
And the good news is Rob was not hit with a puck during this celebration, because who knows what would have been said in that moment, right?
There could have been some expletive there.
What I'm trying to say is, Razor, you steal the show every time, and we love you for it, because you really – you made the moment. Obviously, the news is, it's amazing what we learned today. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to say was, when we go to all these different arenas as a broadcast crew, and I know you at home as well, you're probably thinking, well, what's the name of that rink anymore?
Yeah.
So as we're sitting, and for those that don't know, when we're teeing up a game on the road or at home, but mainly on the road, Rob and I are not facing, obviously, the ice. We're facing the camera. So everything is behind us. But before every single shot, so our producer is counting us in, or you guys are talking and getting ready to throw to us, I turn around and do a shoulder check, and
to make
I look
sure
down
you remember
at the name of the arena on the. I do. And the second thing is, I say how grateful I am for being here, because this is such a lucky position to be in, a fortunate one. But the other main reason is this Amerind Arena anymore?
Yeah.
Is this KeyBank Arena anymore? Is this American Airlines? There's just so many. And obviously, corporate sponsors are so important for every sports franchise.
Yes.
And KeyBank is vital to the Buffalo Sabres right now. And to be that kind of a partner for 20 years without even being involved in anything to do with conversations in regards to the partnership, other than we see a lot of people on the road sometimes who will have fortune of coming out and seeing a Sabres game away from home, and we'll have dinner with some of the representatives. But without getting into all those weeds, I learned something today about how important this rink is beyond the Sabres.
100%.
You know, and that, I think, for me was the message, is when Terry started talking about the amount of money that comes into downtown Buffalo or this community because of all the events that are here, even when we're not here, right? Forget Sabres Live and the billions you bring in, that it's, without it, I can't even imagine. Where else do you come up with it?
Well,
the numbers
were
$600 million and all that.
CEO
crazy.
Of the Sabres and the Bills at 12:30 here, and we'll dive into some of those numbers, because it was, I did not expect these numbers to be that big. The economic, impact to the community, whatever. Mark,
you were saying you wanted to redo your contract. Now
I may have to talk about it. But Mark Poloncarz, Erie County executive, talked about sales taxes, and he says what people don't understand is that when you buy things here in the building, jerseys, merchandise, food, beverages, whatnot, sales taxes are being shared within the communities of Erie County and the school districts. So the money that is being spent in this building helps the school districts everywhere in Grand Island and in Lackawanna and Buffalo and Orchard Park. It helps the school districts everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just say I'm so glad that Mark went there?
Yes.
Because as soon as the word sales tax came out of his mouth, I thought,
are we
sales
about
tax?
Raising?
What's going on right now?
Yes.
I was a little bit worried for Mark. I thought, oh, sales tax right now? And then here's what, Dan, just stay with me.
Yep.
I'm going somewhere good here. But yeah.
I've got a point, but I got to get
there. I know taxes. Wait a minute. Don't go here right now. But oh, I see what you're talking about.
But it's a fact of life. Yeah. Like, we go everywhere and there's sales taxes everywhere. But I'm just saying the fact that this is a building that when it's sold out, there's 19,070 fans, Sabres games and Bandits games, and more or less, depending on the way that the venue is for, a MMA fight or college basketball game or an artist coming in. But there's a lot of money that comes through these doors that is being spent. But the fact that it's being put back into the community and helping others in the community, that was a big point.
It's a confirmation I needed. I don't know about
yes.
you.
No.
I needed that confirmation.
Well, yes.
After Mark brought it up, like I say, I was a little, where are we going?
So now I'm
good. Okay,
okay, so
we're helping out.
So
okay.
I am going to get more tickets to events it. And
I got to go buy a few more jerseys before
more
we
jerseys
leave today.
And, all and help her out. So that was good. okay, so you are the play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Sabres, and you did a fantastic job here today.
There was a gaff up there today, but nobody noticed. So that's
nobody noticed.
Thing.
No need to talk about it. No, that's one thing I learned in this business.
Yeah.
Is
don't bring it up.
It doesn't always go according to plan, but you don't have to point it out.
Just trying to tell that so all the young viewers out there who are getting into this business,
yes.
All right, even when it's not perfect, you can still get through it and make it
go
perfect.
With the flow.
Yeah.
Go with the flow. So what do you think of the Sabres summer so far? Because it
like
has
it.
Been a very active summer. J.J. Paterka goes to Utah. They bring Michael Kessel ring. They just re-signed Connor Timmins. Well,
so
he brought him Timmins and signed him to a contract.
The Sabres made an acquisition within our company. Alexi, who we met earlier, she used to work for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
So we had a very interesting conversation because she was there for the first of their back-to-back.
Yes.
And I had told her how I admittedly was kind of not rooting for that first one to happen because I thought, no, I'm not happy with you just going somewhere else and winning
yes.
and us sitting here watching you win. I did. I sat at home and said, no, I'm a Saber. I don't want to see this right now. But I started coming around to remembering the guys as human beings
yes.
like yourself and playing on other teams. But we had a really interesting conversation about the off season here. And now that you asked me, I'll just give you the same answer I gave her. The Sabres had some definite needs if they want to move forward as a team.
Yes.
Can this team score goals? Yes. J.J. Paterka was an offensive player who obviously is no longer on this team, but what the Sabres got back in return, in my mind anyway, is really hard to find.
It was a need.
You could find a prospect that you hope would become that player,
mm-hmm.
but the Sabres already acquired a player who's in the league, knows the league, and is already that player.
Yes.
And he still has such a long runway ahead of him that you're in a really good spot with that player. Doan as well, a character guy.
Yes.
Timmins, another character guy who you're not. These players aren't going to be relied upon to be superstars on this team, but they're going to be relied upon every single night to do what it is they were brought here to do. And I think
support.
Yeah, well, it's almost – support's a fair word.
And you can shine a game here and there, but yeah. look, the focus will be on Tage Thompson and Alex
yeah.
Stuck and Rasmus Dahlin.
I'd say more than
Uko
support.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, like that's going to be that.
Yeah.
But if Kesselring does his job and yeah. does the job that we know he can do, then it makes either Owen Power or whatever his partner
yeah.
is much better. And then that is supporting, but also having a major impact on the success of the team.
By the way, every summer too, ever since we acquired him, I remind myself how old Owen Power is.
He is, what, 22 now?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
I had to think about
we're,
it.
But we're talking
by
about.
By the way, newly, wedded or married.
Married.
Owen Power. Just
imagine
had his
if you got.
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay, we see what happened here today. Can you imagine when you got married?
Yep.
If you had to do, well, you do. It's a lifetime commitment.
Yes.
But if someone said you can have a marriage that is a 10-year commitment.
Like,
and then you will then you will negotiate the next 10 years of this, which I guess you do anyway.
It's an everyday negotiation.
Probably,
Dan.
Do I want another 10 years of this partnership or
not? Is tomorrow going to be good? You're hoping that's good.
But
no.
My point being, I constantly remind myself, because I, like you and everyone else, you get caught up as a fan a lot, because mm-hmm. we are. I mean, we work here. We want to be around a winning environment and a winning team as much as the players do. We
yes.
really do. We're fully invested. And then when there's times when things aren't going great, whether it be on the broadcast or whether it be on the ice, you certainly on the ice, I remind myself, oh, he's 21 years old, he's 20 years old, he's
yeah.
22. We normally wouldn't be so, I don't want to say critical, or overanalyzing a player, especially a defenseman in the NHL, until they're 25, 26, 27. Now you're starting to say, okay, there's a fault in a game here. There's something you need
yeah.
to correct. 22, there's still the runway is huge. So to your point, I like the fact that Kesselring could be that kind of partner, someone just to lean on, someone else to talk to, a fresh set of eyes, a fresh
different
set of,
dynamic
to,
with
yeah,
the
just,
game.
Hey, I see how
yeah.
you know, I've played against you just a couple of times, but now that I'm with you on the ice all the time, I like this. Let's try this or something like that, which is part of growth. So
it is
I think
part
the team
of growth.
Grew. I think the team grew in the offseason. Is there more growth that has to happen? 100%.
It's just it's hard because you look at the Eastern Conference right now, and we're kind of starting on this show to do our teams of the day, and we've only done like four or five teams, but
right.
we'll get to all the teams, the 31 teams, and kind of break it down. But when you look at the Eastern Conference, we just did the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday, Duffer mm-hmm. and I, and I'm like, well, Carolina's a playoff team. Carolina's one of the better teams. Could they fall off? Could something happen and Carolina falls off? Yes. But you know, you got Ottawa that got in last year. Got Montreal that got in last year. You've got the New York Rangers that I thought were going to be in. They weren't in there.
Yeah.
The Eastern Conference is so tight.
Yeah, it is.
You need a good start, and you need to keep that pedal down for the whole year.
That's what you just said was what I was going to say. Obviously, in our roles, we have time to break down and kind of look ahead for every team. I'm hoping as a player, and I'm assuming as a player because you've been there, you can't have that conversation with yourself. The only conversation these guys should be having with themselves right now is as a group, together, this is our goal. These are our expectations. And if you live up to your expectations, then you're in it with a chance to win it. if you don't live up to your own expectations, then dream on. It's not happening, right? So the expectations, and I can assume from our core group of guys who have now been here for a few years, right? Starting with Tage and Rasmus, and that
Alex Tuck now.
Alex Tuck, yeah, they're, I'm going to leave names out, but their expectations are, I mean, the conversation of what's happened has not been good enough is obvious because you're not in the playoffs. But if you don't set those expectations and then hold one another to those throughout the year, ups and downs, don't bury each other, lift each other. It's so cliche to say, but that's how Florida built what they built. They had a talented team, but then they got some guys in there that dragged everybody else to a different level. So you got to drag your teammates to a different level. And I think that's...
I'll tell you this, Tage Thompson has done a lot of dragging these last few days because his dad has been in town for the last 2 weeks and he's running them through the drills next door at Lecom Harbor Center.
Yeah.
And I've seen their skates and it is hard. They're being pushed. It's late July.
Yeah.
Some years, I didn't even put the gear on until August 1st.
Well, I'm sure they'll...
I'm not worried about it.
I don't know, but I assume they'll do this and then take a bit of a break in August before you come back in September.
Yeah, but then August, a lot of guys start getting back into the building. And then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, let's get together.
I meant specifically August the 4th, maybe to the 11th, okay?
And yeah, maybe. You know what is big here in a couple of weeks will be Erie County Fair. I used to think, like...
Isn't it on already? Didn't I see on the news today it's on?
No, it hasn't started yet. I think it starts in 10 days, maybe. Okay. It's usually the middle of August. It's around my birthday.
Some fair started today. I saw it on the news.
Oh, maybe the Cattaraugus County.
No. Anyway.
I used to like going to
that. I just lowered the ratings.
But anyway,
I just lowered the ratings on the best ever show today.
When the fair is happening in Buffalo or in Erie County down at the fairgrounds, that usually meant, okay, it's time to ramp it up now, to go to another level. That means you have like 2-3 weeks to camp, and you better be ready.
It means I'm outside with a leaf blower making room for the new leaves that are about to fall.
Yeah,
that's what that means.
You and I are doing a lot of yard work.
Getting ready for what's coming, yeah.
No, but that's all. And you talk about music earlier. You're a big music guy. Before we have Pete coming in, we got like 2-3 minutes before we take a break.
You have a musician on your crew.
We have Addy over here that has been, you know, just doing tons of concerts and
I don't know any of them she's brought up, but I'm sure they're fine.
They're all fantastic. What did you, because we talked about Ozzy Osbourne today, I think they were doing the funerals today. They were, you know, doing all the big, you know, parade thing and whatnot, but you must have been a Sabbath and an Ozzy guy growing up, and the connection with sports, right? Like all that music and
100%.
You know, Crazy Train getting ready to a game. Like
I was just going to say, listen to Crazy Train today, but listen to the lyrics, not just the music. Listen to what – here's the thing. You always listen, especially from that generation, and I know this generation too. We'll talk about their stories, but Ozzy was saying something in Crazy Train. It's not about – Crazy Train going out and being wild and partying. It's about, it was a state of the world. It was a state of society. Listen to that type of stuff. So it's funny now listening, or interesting now, not funny, you can laughing at it, but it's interesting listening to any Sabbath music or Ozzy music and then listening to the message in the song that you just used to throw the hair we used to have around and go to the, whether it was here at the Odd or Maple Leaf Gardens.
It was
in
about
Toronto
the guitar solo and the drum and all of that. And
Ozzy, I don't know, it's an interesting time of our lives when these people start, like even Chuck Mangione passing away, and Ozzy Osbourne and
Hulk Hogan.
So many, saw Hulk once. So it's, I don't know, it's an interesting time.
It's definitely an interesting time. Listen, this is the type of places
just made me
where
think
you
about
can...
Life. You just made me think about life way too much.
I know I did, but to go back to why we're here at KeyBank Center today is this, you know, kind of...
Cookies.
...extension, the naming rights extension that will go all the way until 2036. And this is where in 30 years from now, you and I will probably be talking about, oh, remember we saw this concert, or there's a lot of people that will use KeyBank Center, this arena, as a point of conversation and memories and all of it because of some of the events and some of the games that they will have seen here. My son still talks about being here 2 years ago, the first Bandits championship of their three-peat. Yeah. He was here in that night, and on the way out, he bought a T-shirt. Still has that T-shirt at home, right? So that's the way.
Well, look at all the blue and gold. Yes, mm-hmm. Black and red, a big part of this generation, too, Sabres fans. I love the jerseys. Jerseys have been very successful. You just look at the makeup here in front of us, and if you watched in the live stream today, the black and red and white of KeyBank Center and their logo. And I'm looking forward to the actual game that it happens, because it's going to happen. And this place will see playoff hockey again, and KeyBank Center will have their name brighter in lights, because
very bright
the guys
in lights
are going to get us
outside here, right next to RJ Way. But if you want to come to some of the games this year, here's a 10-game flex plans that are available right now. When you're looking to get some Sabres games, choose 10 home games this season and get the home opener included in your plan at no additional cost. Get savings off single games pricing, playoff priority, and more. So go to sabres.com/flex to choose your games and then make memories here at KeyBank Center.
Rangers on opening night, come on.
That's right, October 9th, 7 p.m. That is opening night for the Sabres. We will have Pete Guelli, COO of the Bills and Sabres, here. Join us after the break on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on this beautiful day at KeyBank Center, where we were treated to some great food. The bacon was amazing, Dan and Pete. Pete Guelli, by the way, COO of the Sabres and the Bills, but we're going to focus on the Sabres. Joining us now, I don't know if you had a chance to go try the bacon that they had in the food area, but it was amazing.
Yeah, just enough to keep me going and to know that it was really good.
Yeah, and I kept going back for more, and I was leaving with one piece and going back with another, so it was great. But we're not here to talk about bacon. Actually, I want to start this show with a bang with you. So I'm hearing that Sabres fans have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win this crazy sweepstake. So how about you get us going with what fans can get out of this beautiful celebration day?
Yeah, obviously it's a special day today. It was exciting to welcome KeyBank back, as the title sponsor of the arena. And, they'd been here for 10 years. They've extended for another 10. So we thought it would be appropriate. There's so much that happens at KeyBank Center. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're obviously proud to be the home of the Sabres and the Bandits with their back-to-back-to-back championships. Yep. And there's all these events that are coming in here. How do we give people an opportunity to participate in as much of that as possible? So we've put a contest together where you can basically get the key to KeyBank Center. You can win 2 Sabres season tickets, 2 Bandits season tickets, and 5 events on top of that. So without a really unique opportunity, you can qualify through any of our platforms, Sabres platforms. So get on social media, get on the website, and find out how you can get in the mix. But somebody's going to win a great prize.
So you guys were talking about how it went from about 100 to 120 events here to 140, and you're hoping, like, if you win that sweepstake, you're going to be here probably at least, 50 times?
You'll get a nice, 60 times? You'll get a nice cross-section of events. So again, we got some great things coming in here. Obviously, some great concerts, and we've got the NCAA regionals coming up here.
Yeah.
So a lot of great things happening at KeyBank Center, and that's the whole concept behind this is let's get someone here and let them experience as much as you can at KeyBank.
With the number of events you're looking to host here, right, as many nights as you can to fill the building, I'm thinking you're going to have to build a suite here for that person to live in.
Or me and you, Dan. Like, I'm talking, like, we're going to be
here a lot. We're already spoiled, all right? Don't get carried away with yourself. But I'm thinking, right up there I can see just a suite where if you win this, you got tickets to every event, and you live right here.
Well, they'd be living our lives then, because I feel like we live here anyway.
We do.
So why shouldn't somebody else come in and be a part of it as well?
One of the big talking point today was the heartbeat of Buffalo, like this building being the heartbeat. And what it does for not only the city of Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York in general, Southern Ontario, how much in your new position here, now that the time you've been here, you sense that this building is more than a heartbeat. It's every organs together to make this downtown area go.
Yeah, it's really true. I've been here a little over the year, and I've experienced a lot of events already here, and this is what draws people to downtown. I don't know what what the second property is that draws the second most people, but it's got to be way behind this building. We had a million three come through here last year for all these different events. You can see the Harbor Center and the hotel go up. There's a lot of things going on, obviously, and the canal as well. So, you know, this is the epicenter, though, for all of it. And so our goal is let's program it as many nights as possible. Let's get people downtown. Let's let it be a catalyst for growth in the city because we know it's good for the city of Buffalo.
Do you have other hopeful, whether it's entrepreneurs or builders or just idea people coming to you, or have you had since you've been here kind of trumpeting that message that, hey, look, if you continue to build what you already have, if you continue to expand, this is what we can bring to the table in, you know, kind of in an effort to make it that hub that you speak of? Because I speak from experience too, being on, I know you've done this, but being on the road, Marty, now when you go to rinks, it used to be some of the rinks, right, were out in the middle of nowhere, boom, and then you go to the game and then you have to find your way home. But more so now, and, you know, actually Detroit's a fairly good example too of an area that there was not much there at all, certainly that was appealing to hang around and go shopping or out, you know, before and after the game. But now it's just a people in Detroit, that's where they're going. And I know that's what's happened here for years. But back to the original question that I rambled on from, because it's what I do.
Well, it happens. Got a lot to talk
have
about.
Have you had play people, yeah. have people come to you saying, look, we like what you're already doing. If you do X, Y, Z, we're going to bring more to the table ourselves.
Yeah, I would say I've seen a lot of alignment. And that's from the public and private sector. Right. So whenever we're talking to the local politicians, and you saw Mark Poloncarz was out here from Erie County. There were representatives from the state here, representatives from the city here. Everybody agrees that this is really the engine.
Yep.
And how do we, again, build upon that? And then, you know, how does it extend into the city of Buffalo and just make this more of a destination for people here and help kind of revitalize some of these areas? So I would say there's a lot of mind share and, you know, a lot of the private partners as well, you know, having KeyBank come in here and be a part of this. And I think you guys saw in some of the comments, we've engaged an architect to look at the building. What's the future of the building? But also, you know, what's the future of the surrounding property? Because I've been through this before. When I was in Charlotte, and we had a new arena go up there, and that became, everything grew from there. That uptown Charlotte area, I think you guys know, it's a pretty dynamic area. It all started with the arena. We already have that here. You know, we already have the programming. So how do we take the next step and really make this the epicenter of everything that's going on in Buffalo?
So last year was the new video board, the roof, like it was, you know, the two biggest improvement that were made to the building. Any future plans that fans can see come in over the next few years when it comes to KeyBank Center and the improvement to the building?
Yeah, you know, when I came in, one of the first mandates from Terry was, hey, how do we look at the fan experience and make sure we're keeping up, you know, nationally with what this building should be, and make sure when our fans walk in, you know, they feel like they're walking into an environment they want to keep coming back to. So, yeah, last year made some big investments, and the scoreboard was really well received. Yes. The roof is a foundational piece of the building. It had to get done. Not ready to disclose anything, but we said we'd do something every year. We have a couple of really interesting things that we're going to roll out here in the near future. Okay. So every single year we're going to do something as we're kind of building up to what the bigger ideas for the building might be.
Well, I know that there's a big building going down 20 minutes, you know, down the street in Orchard Park right now, but that is exciting as well, and you're a big part of that. So there's a lot of excitement when it comes to, you know, the fan experience and trying to continue to grow that fan experience.
Well, and you know what, too, just to, on that point, I don't think we talked about it on there, but I've had the discussion here today with many people. With the building existing, and there was a similar situation up in Toronto with what used to be SkyDome, now Rogers Centre, and I used to talk about how going to that building, for me, it just kind of lost an aura, right? It was, especially if the roof was closed, it was just kind of this, you're still watching Major League Baseball, but you needed almost other reasons to come to the ballpark. So now you watch ballparks being built and arenas where the interaction with the fans with the game, it's always kind of connected no matter where they roam throughout the building. Is that a part of the thought process too? Because I know that the changes they made up there to that ballpark have already drawn me to two games in 4 weeks, which I never would have done before. Hence the importance of, as you mentioned, if it's something or a couple of things every year where you continue to improve on, are you looking at what other areas have done to their facilities that exist and taking some ideas from that?
Yeah, to me, what's the most interesting part of this is, you know, the experience is really, as soon as you leave your house and you start coming down here, you know, parking is part of the experience. Yeah. Ingress and egress is part of the experience. And when you walk in, the food and beverage is part of the experience. You know, what you see on the video board is part of it. So, you know, how do we enhance all of that and kind of look at it from street to seat, and make sure that it's as positive as possible. And ultimately, we know people, a lot of people are coming down here for the Sabres games, and you know, they want to make sure the team's performing at a high level, which is really important. But what are the things that we can control as you're coming into the building to make sure that experience is good and you're going to leave here and you're going to want to come back?
So you, everybody's talking about economic impact, right? And you mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned, but they mentioned it. They're trying to get to from 140 to maybe 200 events in this building. 3,800 employees in the building, you know, more dates for everybody to work, more people being employed, 700 million economic impact in just from the building. How do you get from 140 to 200? Like, we're talking about a lot of events to get to that point.
Well, first of all, it was great to hear everybody's remarks today because there's a common theme, right? It's getting people into downtown Buffalo. And as I said before, there's no building that gets more people into downtown Buffalo than this one. And we just want to grow it. So we've just put an emphasis on recruiting events. Like, we're open for business. If there's an event out there that we think makes sense, we're going to try to be in the market for it. And I think, you know, this Paul McCartney concert's a great example. He picked 18 cities to play, and Buffalo was one of them. We've had some amazing comedy acts come through this year. Shane Gillis jumps out at me, sold out, was one of the highest attended events we've ever had here. And you come downtown, you come into the building, like, wow, this is great. This is the exact kind of activity we need as many nights a year. You know, the Sabres games were great this year. You know, we had a lot of people come in for those games, and hopefully they stay in the city and want to hang out afterwards. And we saw what the Bandits did, you know, going on another championship run. Those nights were amazing. And some of these events and concerts on top of that. So it's just become an emphasis, Marty. Like, we want to make sure we're in the hunt for every potential event that possibly could be here, because I think Buffalo's a great city for it. And, you know, we should be on the radar for those kind of things.
How do you get Paul McCartney to come here, by the way? Because we were talking about, I saw Elton John here, and that was like, you know, his last tour and everything. So how do you get big acts like this that handpicked certain location to say, hey, we are one of those places you have to come?
Yeah, I mean, it's all a negotiation. I think the first thing you want to do is establish why Buffalo is a place that you want to come to. And it's a great stop for people because, you know, this is the city of good neighbors for a reason. Everybody comes here and they have a great experience. It's easy to get in. It's an easy out for them. I think you're always discussing the economics around the edges. How do we make it more appealing for acts to come here? So it's really all those pieces kind of coming together. But I think more than anything, it's constant dialogue with all the promoters that handle these events. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we're talking to them every single day. We want to know what the events are. What is it that the performer or the actor of the event needs to come here? And if it's anything that we can do to get them here, we're going to do it.
The talks with KeyBank to extend this to the extent that you have, which is ultimately, as you mentioned, will be a 20-year partnership when this extension is done. It's almost, or it is, you know, unheard of to have a 20-year commitment, not just for the naming rights on the building, because we've seen them come and go, but a commitment, as you've already talked about, to more than the building and to what this means. The fact that KeyBank chose you. And this building. Talk about what that means to where you are and where we're all going.
Yeah, you know, look, when I came in, there was a number of priority projects. We knew that this relationship was going to be up for renewal. And so, obviously, one of the first meetings I had with Mike McMahon, the market president for KeyBank, and we sat down and just talked about what the future could look like. Mm-hmm. He brought Chris Gorman, the CEO, to the table early in the process, and it was more this iterative conversation about how do we continue the relationship. It was never if. It was more about how. They've built a lot of equity in the 10 years that they've been here previously. They know we're serious about what the next generation of this building looks like. They know what we're trying to do from a programmatic standpoint here. And they felt like it was something that they really wanted to be a part of. So the conversations were great. It's nice when you can go back to a partner and have that discussion. We weren't looking necessarily to bring anybody else in. Mm-hmm. Obviously hopeful that this conversation would go great from the jump, and they did. And so, yeah, it's gratifying to have them come back. In a lot of ways, it's nice to have somebody like KeyBank buy into our vision for this building, because when you put your name on it or keep your name on it, that's exactly what you're doing.
Bills camp is going on, but in a little bit more than a month, Sabres camp is going to start.
Yeah.
So you've been in Rochester a few days checking on that. Are we going to be sitting up in the 100 level, 200 level, watching Sabres practice and kind of checking out how that goes? Are you going to be...
Absolutely.
Checking it all out?
Absolutely. You know, camp in Rochester is great. It's a nice opportunity for everyone to get together and start building that foundation for what the season's going to look like. You know, Brandon and Sean have done an amazing job. They've got this incredible culture there. So it's fun just to be a part of that. And yeah, it's the same exact thing with the Sabres, to come in for training camp, kind of be a part of that. You know, we've made a lot of changes on and off the ice this year, so it's going to be fun to see all those pieces get integrated. And then when the puck drops, you know, in October, and we take on the Rangers at that home opener, I mean, it's exciting that we're opening up at home.
Yes.
With, you know, kind of a big opponent. Let's get this place rocking. Let's get off to a good start and show people that the changes we made in the offseason are going to make a difference.
Looking forward to see you in camp. And on October 9th, when the Sabres host the Rangers, 7 p.m. here at KeyBank Center.
Can't wait.
It will be so much fun. Pete Guelli, CEO of the Sabres and Bills, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations on this
great partnership
with KeyBank and the naming rights and everything. And we'll have you back on the show during camp and get your thoughts on how things are going.
Look forward to it.
Awesome. We need to talk about hockey assists, too, before the show is over. That was unveiled today, and I think that's a real important part of what was announced today.
We call that a nice transition. We're going to take a quick break here on Sabres Live. When we come back, Dan is going to talk about hockey assists. That was something that was unveiled today as well. We'll be right back here on Sabres Live.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on MSG and WGR 550. Dan, if anything, I mean,
I got cookie crumbs on
your counter. Treated to a fantastic presentation, great video. The speeches were awesome. The food was amazing. I had bacon after bacon and bacon and bacon, and now you're eating cookies.
I'm still eating.
I mean, this is a pretty good morning. One of the things we talked about right before the break is hockey assists with Key for KeyBank, obviously. And this is something that over the next few months and year will continue to grow and focusing on small business growth in the area and education.
It's a big KeyBank initiative. It's something they wanted to have included in this partnership. It's one thing, as we talked about and as Pete mentioned, it's more than just a name on a building, which a lot of us found out today. Yep. I can certainly speak for myself that you always wondered what was in it, aside from, okay, you get to see KeyBank and it's said so many times a year, but for the money and the commitment, like, what else are you getting out of it? So for KeyBank, the hockey assist is something where they want to connect with the grassroots and small businesses and encourage people. And it could very well be something that's close to the rink or something that's not far from the rink. It could be off of the transit system.
Yep.
You open small businesses, people coming from the hockey game, they stop in and they see whatever it is you've got going on. So really just, again, connecting this rink to the community, not just making it about a Sabres game or a Bandits game. It's about growing the community. So if you're sitting at home right now and you're thinking about, I've always wanted to open a small business and I'd love to do it somewhere where there's that walking traffic going to an event at KeyBank Center, then perhaps, I think, you know, obviously a hockey assist is to have just that discussion. And then all of a sudden you give KeyBank a call and you find out how you can get that started.
Well, obviously, I mean, this is, you know, Buffalo is a city in Western New York, a place where family businesses, entrepreneurs, and you start your, you know, to build something, and they support one another. So this is amazing. Another thing that I learned today, Dan, about KeyBank Center, is this is the only sporting arena venue that KeyBank has their name attached to.
Yes.
Like, you're going to go in a lot of the other markets and, you know, in Canada, Rogers and Scotiabank, they've got like four or five different buildings everywhere that are being named. This is the one. This is the one KeyBank.
Don't get me started. I'll get in trouble.
I know, exactly. But this is the one. KeyBank had decided we want to build that partnership with the city of Buffalo, with Western New York, Erie County, the Buffalo Sabres, the Bandits, and the whole organization. So that's another unique little twist to that, is that's the one. There's not another KeyBank Center anywhere.
I like what Pete talked about, how when they got together with, and I'm just going to recollect the names, obviously Chris Gorman, but Mike McMahon, he talked about getting together with Mike, regional commercial leader for KeyBank and Buffalo Market president, that when this, and you know this because you've been through contract negotiations, when something is about to be up, there's always this, it's not a fear, but it's a, Where do we go from here?
Yep.
But as Chris, as Pete Welly was just telling us, there was never that feeling of where do we go from here.
We got 15 on the show.
Yeah,
just so you know.
It's where are we going
yep.
from here? So, you know, that's the good news is that this partnership they both felt was worth keeping and strengthening, and they've done that.
It was great. Dan, thank you so much for joining today. It was awesome. Thanks, great event here at KeyBank Center. We'll be talking Team of the Day tomorrow on Sabres
Zero.
Life.